Hi, my name is Blythe Alberg, and I would like to welcome you to the Cut the Fat podcast. Visit us at www.cutthefatpodcast.com. If you're new to us, we suggest that you listen to the first 3 to 5 podcasts for the basic toolbox on fat loss.
Well, hello, everybody. My name is Dr. Ray Heinisch, and I'm joined here in the studio with Blythe Alberg. Hello, Blythe. How are you doing?
Hi. I'm really happy, actually. I kind of have the giggles tonight. How are you doing?
I'm fantastic myself. Oh, I did it. I used fantastic. I swore I was not going to use the word fantastic to describe my day, but, you know, what the heck? There's nothing wrong with that, right?
Hey, I think we have a lot of fantastic days around here. I think that's the cool part.
Absolutely. Now, what if I told you guys that I had a crystal ball that could determine if you will succeed with your exercise program for weight loss? What if I told you that? Well, admittedly, there is no such crystal ball, but there is a series of 10 questions that will determine your readiness and thus your likelihood of success with any exercise program. So these questions were originally pioneered by a martial arts master named, are you ready for this? Master George Chung.
I like George Chung.
He wrote this weight loss program. It's actually called Strong Mind, Fit Body. Don't bother writing it down, folks, because it is no longer in print. I happened upon it in a bookstore, I think Books a Million or something, okay, a few years back. It was this audio tape, actually an audio tape program with a small booklet. But, you know, and I looked online to see if it was still available. It is nowhere to be found. I can hardly find any mention of Master George Chung at all.
You may be the sole owner of George Chung tape. Hang on to that bad boy.
Oh, I totally am going to do it. And don't you guys try to write me to try to purchase this program either, because I'm going to keep it as a collector's item.
But you know what? He has got some great ideas about weight loss and things that people may not have thought of yet.
Right. And I don't care if you're already exercising or if you already consider yourself a successful exerciser. Mm-hmm. You guys need to listen and ask yourselves these questions as you go along. The interesting thing about questions is the fact that they infer that you have a choice. And where there's a choice, there's an ability to change the direction of your life. And that's what we're really interested in today, is giving you guys a little bit of introspection to kind of go inward and really ask yourselves these questions at a very deep level.
Right. Yeah. It's very empowering, actually, knowing that you're in control of the direction of your life, which kind of rolls right into question number one. Mm-hmm. Question number one was, have you had it with your current state of health and or weight? And I'm just going to quickly bring this up. We have a person who listens to our podcast. His name is Matt Rangers, and he sent us an email. It says, I got so sick of being out of breath from walking through a parking lot or simply getting in and out of a vehicle. My back always ached. My wife slept on the couch due to my snoring. Simple tasks like tying my shoes became a well thought out project. Like, what can I prop my foot up on? So once you get to the point of
where you're just basically sick.
You're sick
of yourself.
Yeah, you're sick of yourself. You're sick of lugging around the extra weight. You're sick of having
being
an unhealthy heart. You're sick of being sick. That's probably the easiest way to put it.
The interesting thing about this specific question is the best answers are actually the worst answers. And I wish that weren't the case. I wish we could say that that we could just look at it from a positive perspective. Mm-hmm. But the truth is people don't change until they're absolutely sick with their circumstances,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Or they're told by their doctor that there may be no other option.
Right.
Other than changing the direction of their life, which is, I think, is what gets most people to change.
Absolutely. It does. But and I think you can use that, though. I think you can use that to your advantage by not trying to sweeten up the circumstances of your life.
Right. If there's an urgency to that.
Right. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, the cool thing about there being an urgency is that you're guaranteed a higher rate of success because there's now a fire lit underneath you and you've got to do something about it.
There is one more ingredient to this recipe. It's not enough just to be sick with where you are in your life or your health or your weight or whatever. Mm-hmm. You've also got to have the desire to change. There are just way too many people in this world who are just content kind of screaming at the rain.
Right.
You know, you have to be willing, and you must have the willingness to want to get up and move and change something. Right.
You've got to take the big jump, not just the little baby steps or one step forward, two steps back. It's time to take the plunge.
Right. So the second question is, do you understand the benefits of exercise? Now, let me make one statement. If I could encapsulate all of the benefits attributed to exercise, the truth is I'd be a very, very rich man, right?
Okay.
Because the benefits of exercise are nearly endless. Being a pharmacist, I can basically tell you this. The benefits associated with exercise far outweigh any benefit from some of the most powerful medicines, mm-hmm. drugs, in the pharmaceutical industry.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you think that's more prevention, or does it matter if you've already reached a point of possibly illness that exercise will benefit you more than any medication?
No, absolutely. Exercise can improve your current state of health.
That's what I love to hear.
Mm-hmm. You know, exercise helps you feel more energetic. It helps you feel more focused, more confident, more powerful. I mean, you'll enjoy a longer life. Your heart will be in better shape. It decreases the risk of cancer, diabetes, hypertension.
You feel better every day. You can't exchange that for anything. I mean, if you feel like crap today, you know, do it now.
If you haven't done it already, if you're not convinced of the benefits of exercise and your overall health, do a search. You know, find some articles on it. But convince yourself. If you haven't done this already, convince yourself that exercise is hugely beneficial to your health. And the best thing is when you're that buff 110-year-old person.
Like I'm going to be? You're going to be?
Absolutely. You would still be able to remember everything that's gone on in that 110 years of life, because your brain will still be functioning, right? Yeah. That's another benefit of exercise.
Yes. If nothing else, let's keep our brains functioning, right?
Absolutely.
So moving on to question number 3, which is, do you know what you are doing when it comes to exercise? Mm-hmm. Now, often this is the time where your friends or family members will jump in and say, hey, you can come to the gym with me. I need a workout partner. I'll show you how to do it. And quite often these aren't reputable sources, you know, that the information is coming from. People mean well, don't get me wrong. I mean, they really do mean well, but you really don't want to go out there and injure yourself, especially at the beginning of your program.
That's the truth. The bottom line is successful exercisers, you know, they know how to exercise. They're students of exercise.
Yeah.
They read books on it. They watch videos. They they look for experts who know the technique of exercise.
Yeah, you know, this may be for some people and may be not for some people, but I wish people would approach me in the gym and ask me if they're not sure how to do something. You know, I really do wish people would come up and ask me questions. Quite often I wear a shirt that says trainer on the back, so they know at least, you know, I'm a certified personal trainer, although that doesn't mean you're good at it just because you're a trainer, but it means you do have some education. But I would like people to come and ask me if they're not sure.
And the bottom line is the people who do not take the time to learn proper technique, they basically end up with one of two fates, right? Either they end up injuring themselves and not being able to exercise thereafter, or every single exercise session is basically a practice in self-doubt that works to lower self-confidence. Because if you don't believe that you're exercising properly, even if you try to lie to yourself and tell yourself that you know what you're doing, your brain knows differently.
Yeah, and that's like walking into the gym without a plan. What am I going to do today? And then you end up wandering around, and that just adds to the self-doubt.
Right.
So get real, get a plan, ask. It never hurts to ask. Even somebody at the front desk of the gym, can somebody show me around? And you know what? The person showing you around the gym probably knows the proper technique.
Just make sure that the source you're using is a reputable source. But whatever you do, take the time to learn. It'll serve you for a lifetime.
Sure.
So number 4 is, do you believe that you can be fit and healthy? Many, many people, and a lot of the people that write us, have failed to achieve their desired level of health and fitness many, many times in their lives, right?
Yes.
And this regular exposure to this perceived failure basically gives you a deep and sinking feeling that failure is imminent in your life when it comes to weight loss, right? Like, there's nothing that you can do to achieve your health goals.
Yet we keep coming back with this new glimmer of hope, thinking that this time it's going to be different. But subconsciously, in the very back of our minds, even though it may not be at the forefront of your thoughts at all, you're thinking, oh, I've done this before, and each time I failed. It's a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Oh, it totally is. You know, successful exercisers, they know that their actions are going to result in good improvements in their health and fitness, right? They know it.
I think
in their core.
Yeah. And I think once you get on the ball, once you start your program, if you just could have that same persistence as you did at the beginning of the program, it will keep everything moving for you.
Very good.
Okay.
So let's go ahead to number 5. Question number 5 is, do you have a long-term perspective. People who are successful at weight loss are those who have what I call the trickle philosophy. You know, they work to lose maybe half a pound to 2 pounds max.
So the quote unquote right way.
That's the right way, right? And people who are not successful exercisers or successful fat cutters, those people have this mentality that focuses on these short term or you know, very quick fixes, right?
Like, I'm going out Saturday night. I want to drop 3 pounds so I can fit into those jeans type of thing.
Right. And it's Friday.
Yeah. And it's Friday. And it's Friday. I've got 8 hours. Yeah. Let's do this.
You got to have a long-term perspective. You got, and you can't lie to yourself about this, folks. I think a lot of people do. Are you honestly in it for the long term, or you really have this short-term mentality?
Yeah. And I think a lot of people enjoy that part of fad dieting. It comes in and goes out, and it's a short-term goal, and you set yourself up for failure from the very beginning.
They get caught up, or they get addicted to the new information. They get addicted to the feelings that new information gives them. It's this, it's like becoming addicted to hope.
Yeah.
You know, without any kind of backing for that hope.
Interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, very much so. Okay, so let's go ahead to question number six, and that is, are you able to set goals and immediately take steps to achieve those goals? People who are successful at exercising and maintaining a long-term exercise program, they set realistic and attainable goals, and they simply get to it, right? They
I think realistic is the key word there. Yeah, it needs to be a realistic goal.
Yeah, people who aren't successful, typically, A, they don't have realistic goals. They have this mentality, as we talked about previously, the short-term
kind lose 5 pounds in 8 hours.
Exactly. Or they have no goals at all. And therefore, when something new comes along, whether it's a new book, new magazine, they switch directions so easily. People who are successful exercisers, because they have a set concrete goal, and it's usually based on a long-term perspective, they don't change direction at the first new thing to come along, right?
Okay, yeah, makes sense.
They just keep going forward until they have enough data to be able to know whether or not something's working for them, right?
Okay, yeah. Question number seven is, do you have strategies to overcome obstacles when they arise? I think this is a great question and something everybody needs to address, because obstacles always arise, and probably on a daily basis. Like, we had a couple of snow days here, you know, a few days back and a couple of weeks back, actually. And what do you do when you're snowed in the house? You've got limited resources in your cupboard. I mean, there's probably plenty of food to eat, but are you going to make the right choices?
You can't get to the gym.
Right. You can't get to the gym. What are you going to do? Well, I know what I did. I snow shoveled.
I snow shoveled while listening to an interval program.
So very cool.
You could just, you know, I have a plan. You have a plan.
Yes.
And people who are successful have a plan when things just don't work out the way that they were intended to, right?
Right. And I know, you know, having kids and whatnot, being in the whole family life, occasionally you'll be like, oh, geez, it's 8:30 already. Nobody's eating dinner. We got to go eat dinner out. Have a plan for that scenario. Know what you will do in that circumstance.
Or if the babysitter doesn't show up.
Yeah.
Or you get caught up at work and you can't make it out to the gym. Just have a plan for every possible obstacle, because they always arise, folks. And people who are not successful at maintaining long-term exercise programs, they get overwhelmed so easily. Like when something – or they just – give up, you
know. It's easier to give in
if there's an easy obstacle or something that you could easily leap over. They just look for reasons not to work out, right?
Well, that leads us to the next question, actually. Okay. Question number eight is, are you willing to invest time and resources?
Let me tell you, if I had a dime for every person who gave me the "I don't have time" excuse, I would be a very, very rich man. Throw that on top of the exercise pill. And the profits from that, and man, richest guy in the world.
We got it made, man. What? No, you got it made. Okay. Well, you know, the cool thing about being a personal trainer is that I get to hear every excuse, or every reason, as some people might put it, in the book, even outside the book. Okay. But the "I don't have time" excuse is definitely abused.
It's total bogus.
It's bogus.
On top of that.
Everybody's got 24 hours in a day.
Whether you're president of the United States or, you know, that...
Or
that
someone who doesn't have a job.
Yeah. Or that guy at work who climbed the corporate ladder while raising a family and losing 150 pounds. Trust me, folks, time is not the problem. Perhaps how you're allocating the time that you have is a major issue.
And that takes a little bit of self-review and making sure that you're spending your time you know, like on a budget. If you really have to set up your time like a budget, do so. Yeah. Make those phone calls. If you have to make business calls, do it while you're walking on the treadmill.
How many hours do you think you're spending in front of the television every day?
Are you mm-hmm. asking me that? Because no. I don't sit in front of the TV.
No, I'm not asking you that. I'm asking them that. Yeah. How many hours are you sitting in front of the television every day? What if it was just 1 hour? What if it was just Lost? Watching
Lost. Go to
the
gym and watch TV. Most gyms have TVs.
Or if you have a treadmill at home, why not get up off the couch and walk while you watch the show? Tony Robbins calls this net, or no extra time, meaning that, you know what? If you're going to be watching TV, you might as well be doing something else like walking on the treadmill or riding a recumbent bike or something along those lines.
Right.
But you can combine activities together, listening to audiobooks. Instead of laying on the couch and reading a book, perhaps you're riding a bike or going for a jog and listening to the audiobook.
Easy.
Yeah.
This one is an easy fix. I mean, the whole I don't have time excuse doesn't flow.
It's total bogus.
Doesn't go.
Let it go now, because if you do that, if you let this one kind of barrier, let it go. If you let it go, your life will change.
Right. This is an easy obstacle, and if you can't make it past this one, you've got deeper issues.
Yes, you do.
Okay. Number 9. Mm-hmm. Do you draw strength from small success?
You know, people who are successful with exercising for long periods of time, meaning long-term exercisers, every single time they exercise, it makes them feel good.
Yeah. It's addictive like that.
Right.
It becomes that. I don't know that it starts out that way, but it becomes a part of your life.
So one golden nugget to kind of take home from that, from this question is, you know what? You get to define what success means in your life. Now, if you're going to define success as only when you reach a size zero clothes,
right,
then every time you go to the gym, that's not going to be labeled a success, right?
Or a certain number on the scale. I think a lot of people get hung up on the numbers.
So what if you were just to say, okay, if every time I exercise, that's what success is. Every time I take a step towards health, that's what success is. I mean, that's parties all the time.
Yeah.
That's finding strength in every little thing that you do, not just the big things. You know, you got to party when you do the big things too, when you achieve the big goals.
Right.
But why can't we have fun or enjoy the small successes in life?
I think
people
important.
Who are successful do that.
Yeah, I think that's very important to make sure that you appraise yourself, especially, you know, if you can make it to the gym every day or most days, applaud yourself.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, you're probably in the top 10 percentile in America if you were to go to the gym 5 days a week.
Yeah.
You know?
And it's only going to be good for you.
Right.
Yeah. It's great. You're totally in control. Number 10, can you sustain exercise for 30 days straight? And now we've talked about this in previous podcasts before, but the 30-day challenge, if you can walk for 30 minutes a day, every single day.
Weekends,
holidays
included. For 30 straight days.
Yep. You can change your life.
And this comes from research that suggests it takes about 30 days of a repeated activity in order to kind of implant an action as a habit in your life. So let me give you an analogy to kind of shore up this point. Imagine that you're about to walk through a forest. Okay, let's say there's a forest between your work and your home, and you decide, you know what, you're going to take that as a shortcut. So you start to walk through that forest. Now, initially, there's no path there, right? There's no kind of trail to take. So you're kind of walking through the trees and the bushes and the limbs and logs and stuff like that. But what ends up happening is if you take it just once, it's difficult, all right? Nobody's going to deny that. But each day you take that same path, what ends up happening is you start to form a trail. And let's say 30 days later, you have a full trail. So now it's easier. It's number one, it's easier to get from A to B, right?
Right.
And it takes you less time to get from A to B.
Mm.
So this is exactly what happens in our lives as we do a repeated activity for 30 days straight. Is initially it's difficult, but each time we do it, it gets a little bit easier. And we will start to achieve our goals a little bit faster. And at the end of 30 days, man, you need that activity. You need that exercise because it's a habit now.
Right. Your body will miss that. You know, something I think is really neat about that analogy is you say it's like a trail. And I think that if you're going to choose a new path, in life anyway, you know, why not choose this? I mean, you could choose a different career path. There are many things that mm-hmm. you could choose to change the direction on. But I really like this because I think that the whole fit body, strong mind is the core of your being. I mean, we're all human beings here. I think that the core of being fit and healthy will enable you to choose different paths in maybe different aspects of your life.
There's no part of your life that exists in a vacuum. You can't honestly believe that you exercise, you being able to achieve your health and fitness goals won't impact how self-confident you are in your work life.
Totally,
or your family life.
Totally will. And you'll notice. And if you can make mm-hmm. it through that 30 days, I'm telling you, even if it's each day you put a big red X on the calendar, I made it through one day. Okay, I made it through day two. I made mm-hmm. it through day three. And you celebrate every day. You feel great about yourself because you made it through another day. After you get to the 30 days, you can celebrate a whole month. You've really made a change.
Yes. And that change will have a dramatic impact on not just your health and fitness, but on your whole life.
Love it.
Trust us. Trust us. It really does.
We've put you up to a challenge now, right?
Yep. Well, we put them up to this challenge back in podcast number one,
I think. Yeah, I think you're right.
But we're you know, I want you guys to kind of revisit that if you haven't already.
Yeah.
If you haven't done it, give it a try. Now, we suggest 30 minutes. It can be just walking for 30 minutes for 30 straight days. And, you know, if you have a higher level of fitness and you want to take it to a new level, okay, do interval training.
Sure.
For 30 minutes for 30 straight days. I mean, that's a lot of interval training. Typically, we only recommend interval training, you know, 3 days a week or so, every other day at least, to give your body a break. But you can do a mild form of interval training for
sure.
30 days straight, you know, walk and jog,
You're
going to
see some changes uh-huh. if you do that. Yeah.
And so, you know what? I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast and got tons of good information from it. We're going to leave you with the Grilled Lincolns once again, as they have been so gracious as to let us use their music, and their website is www.grilledlincolns.com. We have a Facebook page. It's gaining in popularity.
Yes.
And
Cut the Fat Podcast on Facebook.
All one word. Just type in Cut the Fat Podcast, all one word, and it'll show up.
Yeah.
Also, our website, www.cutthefatpodcast.com. And you guys can reach us through that website or through Facebook. And please tell all your friends, go on iTunes and rate us on there. It helps us to achieve higher levels so we can reach more and more people. It's been great to hear from you guys.
Yeah, we're loving all the emails coming in, guys. Keep sending them. Keep them coming. I know if you're asking questions, other people are probably wondering. So we're going to address those in a future podcast. And hopefully have some great answers for you guys. We do return all of the emails.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, send them in. Ask your questions. And we look forward to hearing from you guys.
All right, we'll see you guys next time on Cut the Fat Podcast.
Good night.
Make you feel your days, but for now I wish you'd just come back when you're okay. Forget your shoes, just wear your flip-flops in the snow.